Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast, this beautiful Monday, November 17, 2025. This is the Bob Cadaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great company, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Robert D'Alessandro, he of Plymouth. Frank Olszewski, Wilkes-Barre. David Antoine, Fleetville. And Herschel Klinger, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And shouting, but by the way, our commitment to common sense is such that we're going to provide a sanctuary of sanity for you for the balance of this morning. And pointing out, just a shout out to the Scranton Sewer Authority guys. We have a little problem at the homestead there. Cutie presiding over it, and they were there lickety-split and helped us out, but now we need other things. Old pipes. What are you going to do? Well, it is Monday, and you know what that means? And this is his Dancing to the Star theme. It is time for Chester Parlavecchio, my man Chet. He is a New Jersey Hall of Fame coach. He is a Penn State star. He's a Green Bay Packers star. And he's an NFL coach. He's all that and more. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio. How are you, Chester?
Bobby, always refreshing, pal. I tell you what, every time you start that music, I just start laughing.
I love it because it's so unlike you.
I know.
Although I think you probably did some disco in your high school days.
I didn't go to the club and stand in the corner. Big men could dance too, you know.
I'm doing great. Well, tell me, what did you see over the weekend?
Well, we got some good stuff. I mean, you know, you look at the weekend, and I said to it, it's a funny thing. The National Football League and college football ran parallel. It was a week of upsets. It was a week of last-minute heroics, and it was a week of supporting the old axiom that all those statistics that people keep and all their fantasy pools and all that mean nothing, that the only one that means anything is turnover-takeover ratio. And if you turn the ball over, you lose football games. If you don't, you win football games. So to get started on the college side, I mean, you look at Penn State. Let's look at our two locals. Penn State, obviously, was nice to see Catron Allen get going, 180 yards rushing. I thought that was great. The defense did a fantastic job. They had five sacks. It looked like the old Penn State. They came to kids. They showed resiliency. And, you know, and obviously they're still playing hard, and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And that's the job of the staff that's there. Continue to play hard, make those kids understand they got a season to play, and then whatever happens at the end happens. That's out of their control. Then you look at Pitt, and again, my last chance for someone to hit Notre Dame back, but Pitt was physically outgunned. Again, when you're 0-for-13 on third down and you give up four sacks and you could only run the ball for 70 yards, you're physically inferior to your opponent. And that's exactly what happened. They got worn down. They couldn't put enough plays together. They, you know, they were valiant. It was a great atmosphere over in Pittsburgh. But again, there's just not enough there right now. And it looks like they'll have a nice, you know, they'll have a bowl game, you know, Christmas bowl. And so, you know, they'll be an 8-9 win team, which will be another good year. But then you look down the line, and you talk about the last-minute heroics of the week. Texas A&M and South Carolina. There you go, a 30-point deficit. You know, you figure these guys are dead, it's over. And here you are, the third-ranked team in the country. You're losing to an unranked team. But if we go back to what I've been saying all year about when the inevitability of the ranking of this playoff group, here's a case again where there is no day off in the SEC. That's a South Carolina team that has a former Heisman Trophy favorite at quarterback in Sellers. They're still a very viable opponent. So there you go. Texas A&M finds themselves in a hole, and thank God they get lucky enough. The running back, Lacey, had a great day at 200-and-something yards rushing. They had a great day. So they showed a lot of resiliency, which a high-ranked team should, and they came back, and they won the football game. Georgia Tech. With Haynes King, I mean, that kid, I love him. 371 yards passing, another 50. Took a late-minute field goal. Again, you know, Coach O'Brien's boys are not going to quit. We know that from his Penn State days. They could easily pack it in at 1-9. They decided, hey, no, we're going to go to hell with that. We're in Boston. It's my last home game as a senior. It's supposed to mean something. And they went and played the hell out of Georgia Tech, and it took a last-second field goal for them to win. And then you look at Northwestern. Again, I always laughed at Northwestern. You know why I laugh at them, Bobby? Because they don't get the recruits everybody else in the Big Ten gets. You know what they just get? Some tough, smart kids that want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually physically or athletically inferior to most people they play, yet they do a great job over there of staying competitive and, if not, actually winning a lot of games. They had Michigan on their butt. But, again, Michigan turns the ball over five times. They had 500 yards in offense. And you're trying to win a last-second – you have to use a last-second field goal to win. That's what turnovers do to you. So, again, Michigan learns a lesson late in the year. Northwestern had them on the ropes but couldn't finish. And then the highlight games, obviously the big-name games, Texas and Georgia. Georgia looks formidable. They look like they're back. Gunnar Stockton at 230 yards thrown to four touchdowns. They looked really good. But more – the biggest telling statistic was – holding Texas to 20 yards rushing. That shows superiority on the offensive and defensive lines. Georgia is trending forward. They'll be third or fourth in the nation at the end of the week, but they're going to be a very formidable team come the playoffs. And then you got Alabama, again, loses a big one to Oklahoma. I mean, what are you going to do? You turn the ball over three times. You had over 400 yards in offense, and you lost the football game. Because you turned the football over. So I'm interested to see where that takes Alabama in the rankings. And the last one, got to give Ole Miss credit. Again, they came back against Florida. Florida was right there. Lower rung SEC team with a lot of pride. No weekend in the SEC is a gimme. And they did what they had to do. They had 500 yards in offense. They were resilient. They came back and they won the football game. So it was an exciting week in college football for sure.
Heating up,
again,
right? Heating up.
Excuse me?
It's heating up, right?
Oh, no, exactly. There's again, that question me and you have talked about, what are we going to do with that first third win team that might be there? Is Texas one of those teams? I don't know. But the issues are going to get better as things get closer. There'll be more upsets next week. There'll be more movement. So I really don't think you have any other than the top four or five. I would say the top six. I'd even go to the top six are pretty solid right now. But after that, it's going to be movement for the rest of the year.
All right, Chester.
So you want to go right to the NFL or you want a break?
We're going
to
take this break. We want to hear from our great sponsors we can keep sending you big, big checks. And
Do me a favor. If maybe next week we're doing so well with this show, you can upgrade me from El Productos to a Backwoods cigar.
Chet Parlavecchio, the weekend wrap-up. We'll be talking to him when we come back. A little bit from our sponsors, a little history, a little music, and then more of my man Chester. We'll be back. Well, Richard Nixon. the famous saying, hoist on your own petard. By the way, somebody texts in, and I did not know this. Bob, keeping in a sports vein, how about our own Division III University of Scranton women's basketball team beating Division I Pitt yesterday? So Pitt had two losses on the weekend. A huge accomplishment. Yes, it is. Well, my brother Mike texts and he goes, the name Chet Parlavecchio rolls off the tongue like another great linebacker, Phil Villapiano. Yes, it does. Right, Chester? You and Phil.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen, let's go on to the NFL.
Let's go NFL.
There's some good stuff that happened this week. Like I said, our locals, I thought Philadelphia defensively played a great game. To hold Detroit to 60 yards rushing, I think that says it. That's where the game was won because statistically, all the other things that happened in that game, Bobby, were real, I would say the word to describe it, efficient. Again, Hurts only threw for 140 yards. Barkley rushed for, 80, 85 yards. So they did enough to get the job done, and that's just a sign of good football teams. They do what they need to do to get the job done. They realized defensively they were in a good rhythm, and offensively, let's not lose this thing. So, again, I thought...
And the pressure on the quarterback was just constant.
Oh, tremendous. I mean, they were on them all day. They were getting great push from inside. Carter was getting great push. No, I thought defensively they really shut down a real good Detroit team. Detroit probably got a little cocky after last week hammering Washington. So, again, a little reality shot for coach there.
Yeah.
As far as his play calling. Then you go right over to Pittsburgh. I mean, obviously the concern is Rodgers. I mean, Pittsburgh played a great game. They started off a little slow. But, hey, Mason Rudolph comes in, throws for 125 yards. They didn't lose the rhythm. They actually increased their lead when he went in. I mean, obviously long-term you hope here. I don't know the latest on his wrist, but – I thought Pittsburgh, played well. They did what they had to do to stay in the hunt. The Giants, on the other hand, they're getting to a point. It's actually sad, Bobby.
Are they getting the Jets territory?
Well, no. I mean, if you look at them, no. Because you know why, Bobby? They've been right there with some good football teams. They were right there again with Green Bay. But, we know Jameis has to be Jameis. There's that moment in the game where you wonder, who the hell are you throwing to? And he didn't let me down with a minute to go.
Yeah.
Here it comes. And it was sad because, up until then, all kidding aside, I thought Winston did a great job of managing the game. They ran the ball beautiful. I thought Kafka had a good grip on what those guys are able to do right now. Let's be honest, Bobby. They don't have any vertical threats right now. They don't have the athletes other people have. And they're doing it with mirrors. And like I said, they stay competitive. The Jets, on the other hand, I just told my son, his quarterback just passed Justin Fields in total yardage this year. The only problem is my son's quarterback plays Group 1 high school football. Old Justin had a big game again yesterday, threw 115 yards. In fairness to him, he's doing what he can. I mean, he rushed for another 70, he had 180 yards in offense. But again, you're playing Drake May right now, who's one of the hottest quarterbacks in football. And if there's any kid out there right now that looks like he's going to be a star, it's Drake May. So that was a tough one for the Jets. So the highlight games, go through the league. Again, Kansas City and Denver. Nix is becoming a fourth quarter guy, man. He's learning. Quarterbacks might have better numbers, Bobby, the National Football League, but you could take this to the bank. Your legacy is going to be based on what you do in the 2 and the 4-minute drill. When you become real good at that and you steal football games in the fourth quarter, that's a legacy that you want to have. You want to get into the Hall of Fame. Now, I know Bo Nix, there are times he looks a little rough on the edges. But I tell you what, come crunch time, he's developing a reputation. I think that's his fourth or fifth come-from-behind win.
Yeah.
The guy's learning how to do it, especially where highlighted it was. Our hero, Mahomes, he looked shaky.
Yeah.
And then again, he was running for his life most of the night. You know what I mean? But he looked shaky.
Well, Chet, a lot of people thought Denver was going to be exposed by this Kansas City game.
Yeah,
Kansas City was hot.
Was legit. Hey, listen, Bob, you hold somebody to 60 yards rushing, you got three sacks on Mahomes, which means you're knocking him down, a bunch of pressures. No, that's the way you beat Patrick Mahomes. You need a pass rush. You can't sit there in a zone and let him read windows. You do that, he's going to pick you apart. So then Buffalo and Tampa, it was good to see Josh back on the way he goes. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
6 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 3 passing. I mean, the guy's a horse. Seattle and the Rams. I mean, that was a great game. Now, here again, Seattle has 450 yards in offense, almost 2-1 on the Rams. But Sam Darnold had a tough day yesterday. He turns the ball over 4 times. You can't give people short football fields. Short football fields will get you beat. And then the other thing, the 3 shout-outs of the day, the kid Mills from Houston, what a great job, 280 yards again. That kid, you know, hey, they went on a last-second field goal. Congratulations to Jacoby Brissett. Set a new NFL record, right? 47 completions, 452 yards. And the sad part of that is
They
got hammered again. and then Bryce Young, great job getting into the overtime, 400-and-something yards throwing. But just a great job. 3 late, heroic wins, overtime wins, young quarterbacks. that are learning how to play that 2 and 4 minute drill. And if, like I said, you want to be great in the National Football League, especially this time of year, that is going to be your standard, how you handle those moments in games. And that's our trip, big guy. That's our
trip. All right, my man. Well, Chester, we appreciate it very much. Our guy, Chet Parlavecchio, the weekend wrap up, and he wrapped it up tidy with a bow.
All right, there, tiny ball. All
right, Chester, you have a great week, brother. Look forward to next week. All right, man. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. Today featuring just one of his great companies, his first and his biggest, Eastern Roofing Systems. They are the premier institutional, commercial roofers in the Eastern United States. And guess what? They're headquartered in Jessup and can bring all that expertise, all that buying power to you, to your home, and to your small building right here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Eastern Roofing Systems. Outside the Bloomsburg American Legion, there is a chiseled message. It says, what is a veteran? And I'll add to it a little bit. A veteran, whether active duty, discharge, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Herschel Klinger, businessman known for his hard work ethic. He passed away at age 88. He was from Bloomsburg. We lost him November 4th this year. He lived in Montour Township for more than 13 years. Born in Bloomsburg, he attended Bloomsburg area schools and then enlisted in the United States Army in 1954, serving 3 years. In 1959, he married his loving wife, the former Marlene Pennypacker. For more than 72 years, Herschel was the owner of Klinger Furnace Cleaning and Repair until his retirement in 2018. Member of the Buckhorn Methodist Church in Bloomsburg, the VFW post there, the American Legion post there. He managed Bloomsburg Panthers football. He was a bowler, a baseball player, known for his hard work and kindness towards others. Preceded in death by 6 siblings. Surviving, his beloved wife of 66 years, Marlene. 2 children, a daughter and a son. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and other family members. Herschel Klinger. Our veterans tribute this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Murph tells us November 17, 1978, Led Zeppelin recorded 2 takes of their hit All of My Love at ABBA's Polar Studios, Stockholm, Sweden. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. And somebody texts in, Bob, Chet missed talking about the best game of Sunday and the best young quarterback, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears beating the Minnesota Vikings on a last-second field goal. As Johnny Carson would say, I did not know that. All right. And I'll pass it on to Chester. Love it. Well, the incomparable, and I don't say that in a positive way, Michelle Obama. She just cannot help but be a flaming racist. She just can't help it. Who, I don't know one white person who's telling black people they have to straighten their hair. Who's telling them this? Who sent out this edict? She's just a whiner. She made it to the top because of her husband, and maybe she provided great support great things in the background. I don't know. But this woman is clearly insane. And she's clearly very bitter over God knows what. You're a multimillionaire. You have people stupidly following you and praising you constantly. I don't get it. I just don't. She's just a very negative, bitter person. And we've heard too much of her. We really have. There's no point to her. She brings nothing to the table. Nothing positive, that's for sure. Ugh. I just thought I'd bring that up because I'm like, she's out of her mind. Somebody said, I just tuned in your show. Did you talk about the University of Scranton women's basketball team upsetting Pittsburgh last night? They were given a 0.1 chance of winning before the game, says Barry from Plains. Yes, we did. Someone reminded me helpfully. Someone commenting. Yeah, well. Someone commenting on Michelle. We'll leave that unsaid. Well, in any event, I she's just an irritating, negative person for the country that gave her everything. And she disclosed who she was when she said, in other words, she said she was never proud of her country, basically ashamed of it, until Barack Obama was elected. And then, by the way, he was reelected. And I don't think anybody looked at it like, well, okay, we've taken care of this racism problem. Nobody looked at it that way. But here's the problem. You have blabbermouths like her who hamper race relations. Yeah, as someone says, somebody texted in, imagine a multimillionaire former first lady claiming she's being oppressed. Tell me you have no substance to offer without telling me you have no substance to offer. Really, there's nothing there except a big ball of gripes. Disgraceful human being. Really awful. Ugh, sad. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, listening from our great sponsors. We will come back. We've got a lot to do. We got 2:45. We got all that stuff. We'll be back. We're back. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Gerard. And it is, just so you know, Frank is on a bar stool in Townsville, Australia, where it is, in fact, 2:45 in the morning, and he's singing his saloon song, and Joe's setting him up. Hey, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for today. Mary Regina helpfully reminded me, November 7th. I get so many texts during the course of the program. I'll read the St. Teresa message and think I read it on the air. And then she reminds me nicely. There's nothing wrong with money, says St. Teresa. It is what we do with it that makes it a positive or a negative influence in our lives. But I've seen it destroy people time and time again. So be watchful. Nothing will destroy our joy and our connection with God like money. St. Teresa. Well, I don't have that problem right now, St. Teresa. But I'd like to try. I'd like to see how I do. Oh, Lord. Chuck from Garfield says, Bob, Michelle Obama states she hated America. She never had it so good. It's disgraceful. Somebody else tagged in. Bob, you were right all along about Josh Shapiro. In Fetterman's new book, Unfettered, John Fetterman said he wanted to stop him from power at all costs, even to threaten the primary. Josh Shapiro in 2022. Fetterman said that Shapiro is for Shapiro. And they continue, unbelievable read. I heard it's a good book. I don't know that I'll read it, but, John Fetterman, I mean, I've said this. I was 1,000% against him. I'll be against him again in a couple of years because he's a left winger. But that doesn't mean I don't like him. I always liked him. that he was not good at any of the jobs he's undertaken is a separate issue. Now, as a senator, he has stepped up to the plate on a number of issues and been normal. I mean, that's about all you can talk about. Somebody texts in, Job from the Bible was rich. He was rich, then he was poor, then he became rich again. I hope to happen to me somehow, but we'll see. Who cares? I don't care that deeply. We'll put it that way. Yeah. It's just so. But the fact that he's calling out Shapiro in his book, a burst of honesty. He's the only Democrat right now telling the truth. Isn't that sad? He's the only one telling the truth. Everybody else is ducking the truth. The obvious truth. Hey, I just realized we got to go to Bloomberg. We'll be back. Murph tells us this date, 1980. John Lennon released his album Double Fantasy, featuring Just Like Starting Over, that song. And of course, Jake, thank you for that, because if we had cut it off before he said California, I would have been livid. Arnold Schwarzenegger, this date 2003, being sworn in as the 38th governor of California. He didn't do a lot of damage. And we give him, you got to give him credit for that based on what followed. And remember, he was replacing the ultra odious Gray, Governor Gray. What was his name? Now I'm blanking on it. I have his face pictured and I blanked on his name with good reason. Gray Davis. Yeah. Disgraceful. Anyway, somebody said, I'll ask you again. Now, I do remember the question being asked, and I think I answered it. Should the Republicans help fund Fetterman's primary to avoid a more left opponent in the general? No. First of all, I don't agree with getting involved in somebody else's primary. I really don't. Run the election you're running. Just ethically, I look at it that way. But the second part of it is, let them pick who they want to pick. You really, and I want to point this out, you really can't be much more left-wing than John Fetterman. Let them tear each other apart because John Fetterman had an occasional lapse of common sense. But remember, that's all it is an occasional lapse of common sense, and he seems to me to be a likable guy. I know people that met him and said, I didn't like him. And these were people prone to like Fetterman. I think I would like him. I don't know. I mean, I like him from a distance. But no, don't get involved in the other side's primary. First of all, we don't even understand that mentality. Did you imagine Republicans trying to get involved and dealing with that kind of voter who's literally insane and trying to influence their actions? We would have no clue how to do that. So, no, we should not get involved in Fetterman's primary. Let them figure it out and let this party fight for lapses of common sense versus total insanity. That's going to be the Democrat Party's choice, and we want that second Senate seat. So let them bang each other up, and we could win. Now, we're finishing with Gordon Lightfoot. And my favorite song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Because on this date, 1938, Gordon Lightfoot was born. Orillia, Ontario, Canada. And I love this song. He's just a great storyteller, isn't he? So he said, Bob, the reason your listeners like Fetterman and you, both you and Fetterman, are not afraid to call balls and strikes and pay the consequences of your beliefs. Except I would say this. I don't think Fetterman understands the strike zone. I'll take the analogy and agree with you. He just doesn't know the strike zone. He's still a left winger. Let us not forget. Somebody takes in Bob, an old saying, when you see the enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt. Now, somebody's saying Jerry Brown was the California governor. No. What happened? Gray Davis got recalled. He was a disgrace. He got recalled. Arnold was part of the recall effort and then ran for governor as part of the recall effort and won. Jerry Brown was the governor both before Gray Davis and after. Actually, there was a Republican governor before Gray Davis. Jerry Brown was a governor like in the 70s or something, maybe the 80s, and then came back much later on. And, of course, his father was the governor. That's how they do things in California. Crazy people. Bob, I think it's a Democrat ploy with Fetterman, says Chuck from Carbondale. I doubt it. He's too real of a person. That's why I like him. He's real. But I just don't want a United States senator whose development was arrested in high school. I just don't want it. The shorts hoodie thing, I don't get it. There's a problem there. Well, we're out of time just about, but we do have time to mention our veterans. Robert D'Alessandro of Plymouth, Frank Olszewski of Wilkes-Barre, David Antoine of Fleetville, and Herschel Klinger of Bloomsburg. Thank you to them and their families for their service and being part of this amazing community called Northeast Pennsylvania. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 12 on the nose. That means we got to go. We got to sign off. We got to gavel out. And we do. The meeting of the Club for Common Sense adjourned. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock again. Have a great afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. gifting Omaha steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.